Hot 103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip hop and R&B. It's Friday the 13th, and we got a very special guest. I'll try to say guest in the studio, yes. Man, here on the Playmaker Show. It's not just anyone. You heard the voice, Kansas City, the technician himself, Tech Nine. And Chris Calico.
What's with it, man?
How y'all doing, man?
We're just leaving the studio. We're just leaving recording. We're just leaving rehearsal.
Yeah, just leaving, and just showing up at the same time.
Just working all around, huh?
Man, that's what we do, man.
That's what I'm saying. That's why y'all the biggest independent label in the country.
That's what they say, man.
I heard the world, Craig.
The world, Craig.
I heard the world, man. But we work hard enough to be that. So, hey.
Yeah, I'll take it.
That's what I'm saying. Y'all deserve it. Y'all definitely deserve it. You guys got a big weekend coming up, man. Teaming up with the MVP of Kansas City, Mr. Patrick Mahomes and the Mahomes Foundation.
Yes, sir.
Gentlemen, how you guys feeling about this weekend, Saturday night?
I'm ready, man. I'm ready to just do my show and then go home and drink some wine. And
I'm going to be in these streets. I'm about to be in these streets right after it, man.
Celebrate.
Yeah, man, it's going to be awesome, man, to hook up with Patrick Mahomes and 15 of Mahomes, man, Foundation, man, putting on the Gift of Rap, man, tomorrow at Silverstein Ice Center Arena.
Yeah.
Myself, Tech Nine, of course, the star of the show, man, Mackenzie Nicole,
Stevie Stone.
He's going to have County Boy Frizz with him.
Yes, he is.
Stevie Stone, County Boy Frizz, and King Iso, man. It's going to be awesome.
The whole fam's going to be there.
Yep.
Yeah, man. Everybody should come out, man. This is for the kids. How long is the show now, man? Like an hour,
it's like an hour and a half. Yeah,
an hour and 30.
It's an hour and a half.
That's a lot of time, man. I'm talking about we taking it all the way back to the 90s. I ain't going to tell them the song.
We're
going to take it back to the 90s. I'm talking about if you're an OG Tech Nine fan from the beginning, from Mitch Bay to Let's Get Crunked Up and all that, you know what I mean? You're going to love this show, man. You know what I'm saying? Because we got songs from way back when. We got songs all the way up to now, baby. We got hits today.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy, man. Our show is crazy for those listeners who haven't ever come see us, man.
It is an experience.
It's an experience, man. I mean, a lot of people put on concerts, but it is an experience,
it's
man.
A performance,
so if you haven't ever seen it, you haven't ever seen it come out, man.
Yeah, man. It's something incredible. And the fact that we could do this and it benefiting the 15 and the Mahomes Foundation is a wonderful thing, man. A charitable event. I think everybody should be involved, man.
That is right, man. How did you guys get involved with the Mahomes Foundation?
Well, anything that's dealing with improving the lives of less fortunate children,
right.
I'm all for it. So when it came across the desk of Strange Music, I was all the way with it. You know what I'm saying? And I happened to run into him for the first time at this thing, the celebrity dinner thing that Tyron Matthew was having. And we raised like $11,000, man, that night, man, for the foundations. So we shook hands that night, and he was like,
"Whoa, you and Mahomes?"
Yeah, me and Mahomes. Yeah. Me and Mahomes shook hands that night. We was on stage when the auctioneer.
Oh, the auctioneer.
But he was auctioneering, you know what I'm saying? And when we got to 5,000, Mahomes was like, five, what did he say? He said, 5 grand? I'm like, we're gonna keep on going, though. He was woed at 5 grand. We got to 11, baby.
He was woed at 5 grand?
Yeah, he was woed at 5 grand.
He spent 5 grand on lunch.
Right? I see the 50 went to the game.
I spent 5 grand on lunch.
Okay. All right, you spent 5 grand on lunch.
He said, not me.
He got five on it. Not me.
Yeah.
Although I just went to Cheesecake Factory.
I just went
to Cheesecake Factory, and it was kind of expensive for some salad.
They didn't give you your salad the right way.
They still didn't give my salad. It was like a $100 salad, and they didn't get it right.
Wait, did they not serve cheesecake there?
I don't eat cheesecake no more, man. Look at me, man. Do I look like I need some cheesecake?
Hey, man, you can always splurge a little bit.
I don't need no cheesecake, man. I'm like gluten-free vegan now, man. You know
he's gluten-free vegan. I can't say that about myself. I still love Gates. I still love Jack Stack.
This is Kansas City. We barbecue here.
Man, come on.
I still love LCs.
I do too.
You know what I'm saying? I'll eat some Zarda ribs.
You get a plate, I'll just sniff the plate.
You know what I'm saying? And the ribs at Kansas City Joe's is good.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? I'm doing some barbecue all the way around.
Great barbecue all the way around.
Yeah,
yes, sir, man. Kansas City, man. But it's good to be here performing. We've been all over the world this year. We toured for like 8 solid months, man, all through Europe, Canada, and the United States, man. And so we are here, Kansas City, tomorrow, dude.
End at home.
Yeah. yeah. Well, we've been here for a second, though. We've been working on our EPs.
Yeah.
We both just dropped an EP. He dropped an EP called Interfere Level 1.
Yep.
And we dropped on the same day. We actually premiered the news here on Shay and Shine.
Hey.
Morning Grind with Shay and Shine. And we both dropped it. I dropped an EP called Immortal. And we're just steadily working, man. So we're here to do new music and Silverstein Eye Center Arena tomorrow night.
Is this going to be your first time performing at Silverstein?
No, this is our second time. Silverstein. I keep saying Stein.
We opened it, I think.
Oh, we did.
We were the first thing.
In 2009.
Yeah.
Okay. So
yeah,
you guys opened up that and the Truman?
Yeah, we did.
We opened it all up.
Yeah, we opened it all up.
You need something open? Call us.
Why not?
Call us.
Yeah.
You open up a concert venue, you better call us.
You better call us.
It ain't gonna pop.
You gotta start it off right if you're gonna open up in Kansas City.
Okay.
Oh man, this is show me state, baby.
That's what I'm saying. Call the Kings.
So okay. It's
tomorrow night, Gift of Rap benefit concert. Now, Tech, I've been seeing you talking about the song you did recently called Outdone that you've been talking about.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. What you know about that?
I'm just trying to find out about it, man. What's up with it? You keep talking about it. I just wanna know what's good with it.
Well, I know everybody's gonna hear it on the 27th. And I'm talking some real ish on there, man. You know what I mean? And it's something, it's nothing like I've ever done before stylistically or musically. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So I think it's another step toward the future for Tech N9ne. The whole style of the song and the feeling and the flows, everything, man. It's just super elite, man. And you know, this is we've been in the game 33 years, man. 20 years for Strange, man, and it's still going up, baby.
I was about to say, I ain't been in the game on 30 years.
I was chilling.
Yeah, so Outdone, me by myself rapping like crazy. I think it's 68 bars. I think it's a 68 bar verse.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's straight spitting.
Yes, sir.
Just doing what you do best.
Yeah.
It's crazy, man. It's crazy, man.
Now, speaking of Elite Tech, I don't know why I'm going to get this chance again, so I want to tell you this now. Last Thursday, you dropped a song with one of my favorite groups out right now, Flatbush Zombies.
Yes, I did.
Monica. And Tech, man, I got to say, you really just show everybody why you are elite at what you do, man. Because you
had an
absolutely amazing verse. And not only did you do that, man. See, I personally consider Michi Darko like a top five rapper in the game.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
For his mic presence and his delivery, man.
Yes,
so
sir.
When you follow a Michi, you got to come correct. And Tech, you did just that.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. Much love to the Zombies for giving me that opportunity, man. You know, it's already at 1.1 million views on YouTube. You know what I mean? And it just came out like 5 days ago, man. So it's a beautiful thing. I had fun shooting the video with them all day.
I ain't gonna lie, I was like
we kind of side-eyeing you on Instagram. Like, oh look,
I wasn't invited, I wished
I was there, dude. It looked like it was fun.
It was really fun, man.
Hey Joe, you sound like you could rap for real. Like, your voice sounds like you should be rapping. I think that when I hear you on here, I'm like, dude should put out music. Maybe I should just
a CD already.
If you don't rap, I'm like, maybe I should just write a verse and tell him to rap it.
Well, not a CD, you probably got a SoundCloud.
You know, we can make something happen there. We can talk about that.
Okay.
I got a voice. I just need a writer. Give me a writer.
You do, man. You do. I was thinking, I'm like, dude, sound like he can actually rap. Your voice is dope.
Thank you, man.
Yeah,
oh,
man.
Oh, wow. See, I was not expecting this. Thank you, man.
Come on. Listen, I'm Mr. Voice here. I know a voice when I hear it. Yeah, no,
Mr.
no. For
voice.
Real, though.
I'm Mr. Voice. You
I'm Mr. I'm Mr. Mr. Voice.
Mr. Voice.
One man
in one world.
Yeah, that's me. You know what I'm saying? I know what I hear.
Thank you, man. Thank
you. It's all good.
Hey, everyone's getting flowers today. Everyone's getting flowers.
Man, you got to give people their flowers, man, while they're still alive, man. I said that, and the only reason I said it is because when I was actually going to leave Strange Music before I resigned, the fans gave me my flowers while I'm still alive, man. That's literally what drew me back into this situation, man. So you do have to do that. You know?
Exactly, yes, man. Because you never know when somebody could use those flowers.
Yes, sir.
And you know, that's why I wanted to give you your props while you're here, Tech, man.
Thank you,
that
brother.
That was absolutely amazing. Switched the flow 4 times, then ended it with the hook.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Absolutely beautiful, man.
Wait till you hear Outdone, man. I want you to hit me on my IG, man. Let me know what you think on the 27th when it drops.
That's
bro.
Right. 2 days after Christmas, new text coming out. Outdone.
Yeah.
Elite.
Yeah.
68 bars in one verse.
Yes, sir, man. And that's not going to be the only song on it that's crazy. You know what I mean? This is going to be another EP. Interfere Level 2 is coming December 27th.
You heard it here. Now, Tech, real quick. Can I do a little game with you real quick?
Okay.
Since I got you, I'm going to throw you a song. I'm going to throw you some lyrics, and I want you to finish it for me, all right?
Okay.
Big blow with this pole.
Big blow with this pole.
Big blood with this pole.
Big blow with this pole.
Big
blood with this pole. I'm a stop sign.
Hey!
Oh! Oh! That's that a world in this, Bianca. What? Yes. Down the World representing Kansas City, Missouri.
You heard oh. me right here, Tech Man. I saw you was tapped in. I just wonder how'd you come across Daddy World's music?
Man, I was on tour, I think, in Europe. Were you in Europe in February?
Yeah. We went there January 31st.
Big Scoob's daughter Tracy hit me and said, "You need to check this dude out. I think he's a star." And she sent me Data World. So I started paying attention. To Data World. From Data World, I started playing Mid-State Goatee, you know what I'm saying? I started paying attention to a lot of the artists in Kansas City that was coming up, you know what I'm saying? Data World stood out. He came to my video shoot, you know what I'm saying? He brought all the homies to the video shoot. We did the video called I'm Sorry, Man, you know what I'm saying? I just been trying to be tapped in, you know, to everything that's moving, man. The popper usually keep me tapped into a lot of people as well, but I'm so flustered right now because you just hit me with that line and it hit me, you know what I mean? I can't think of all the other dudes that I've been peeping, you know what I'm saying, right off the top, but
you caught it, though.
It's a lot of talent in Kansas City still, after all this time, new ones coming up in the game. And we just started this this new distribution company called It Goes Up. So hopefully we can open the doors to a lot of those upcoming artists in our region, in our town. KC is the town, like Rich would say.
You heard it right here, man. Tech 9, Chris Calico. It's been a pleasure, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
Always
thank
an honor to have y'all tomorrow. The Gift of Rap concert, Silverstein Eye Center's Arena. Tech's going to be there. Chris going to be there. Stevie Stone, Mackenzie, Nicole, King ISO. They are all going to be there, and you should too, man. Let them know one more time.
Yeah.
That is right, y'all. All right. And yes, sir. Yes.
Yes.
They got two EPs
He is
out.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Two EPs out. Immortal and Interfere Level 1, man. Streaming everywhere. Streaming everywhere.
Yes.
Can I get a Strange Music one time?
Strange
Music.
Music.
And we out.